This is Yolanda. It's 16 years since Mark and I joined in a spiritual pact to begin the Mark Age Unit. On the day of our covenant with God, February 21st, 1960, when we pledged to give every ounce of ourselves physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually, we consciously knew and understood only about 10% of what was expected of us, what was involved in the hierarchical program, or where our material resources would come. Truly, then, it was 10% knowledge and experience, and the other 90% faith. In the past 16 years together, we've seen hundreds of thousands of people informed of the new and incoming Age of Aquarius, and see them accept also the ending of the old age and the fact that we're living in the long prophesied latter days. Thousands have turned from ridicule and skepticism to firm belief that the planet is actually engaged in the final battle of Armageddon. In the past 16 years, we also have worked with and have counseled personally hundreds of potential lightworkers and leaders. This, in essence, is what this particular MAM broadcast is about. What does it take? What is involved? What is expected of the one who believes and sincerely professes to be a chosen lightworker, leader, or a teacher? A lightworker is one who's willing and able to put all of his or her efforts into perfecting the mortal vehicle so it can externalize the light of the I Am Self in this time and place of now, one who will use the light, be the light, and express the light which is God. This kind of dedication requires diligence, perseverance, constant cleansings and changes, discipline, and the desire for and the acceptance of spiritual guidance from those who have passed through the same type of challenges and have demonstrated that they have conquered those challenges. Now, this breed of soul on earth today is what Mark Age Unit is all about. To paraphrase Sananda in his last life as Jesus, these are the ones who are my flock. This flock knows its shepherd, and the shepherd is responsible only to his own flock. To many beginners, or those who read a little bit about the New Age itself, or about the Mark Age program specifically, or perhaps about the second coming of the master of this planet, and each one's own second coming of Christ consciousness, they assume that the way is very easy, and the road to this heaven is as quick and as direct as a freeway. Yes, indeed, they also think the way is free. Free from responsibility, free from effort, free from cost. And it is not any of these things. Time, perhaps, is one of the most costly tolls on this road. And expediency has been the downfall of the majority of, not program workers, but light workers, according to the way we gave the definition here. So I am trying to share with you from out of the agony of our own work and observations during the past 16 years, the time elements involved in becoming a dedicated and determined light worker for the I Am Nation being made manifest on Earth now through the Mark Age Unit. Incidentally, none of this is being given here to discourage anyone from starting on this road. Quite the contrary. Mark and I both hope that the roadmap we outline will encourage and will excite many hundreds more to start out. The time truly is shortened now for the elect's sake. But that doesn't mean the time is short for the trip to cosmic consciousness and lightworker expression. It means the time that is left on this planet for the road to be opened to travelers has been shortened for those of us who are now on the road or nearing the end of our journeys, frankly, are road sick and travel weary. To begin, let's be honest and fair. This is an alien route, and there aren't many other people on it. You may travel many miles and endless days or weeks, months, years even, before you meet a fellow traveler. So it's lonely. That's the first thing. There are very few way stations where you can get the proper fuel to keep going. Oh, but wait a minute. I know there are many glittering signs along the road, all promising phenomena and gimmicks and things like that. In fact, you may even have to stop off at a few of these to convince yourself that shortcuts and easy systems are con games and enticements back to the old, familiar, more comfortable road that you used to. It takes one full year minimum to get the hang of this new road system. You know that when you first learn how to drive a car or a plane, your instructor told you that until you get the feel of the vehicle, it will continue to be a strain and seem to be an alien machine? Well, that's what I'm referring to here. It takes no less than a full year to get the right feeling, the smooth automatic reflexes on this new road. Your body, mind, emotions, soul patterns are not accustomed to this roadway. It is made of different substance. Its requirements and road signs are not the same as on the old mortal road which you've been traveling on. Not only in this incarnation, but perhaps in many past ones as well. The road rules and regulations aren't the same either. The road signs are written in another kind of language. And the police personnel enforcing those laws are not the same, nor do they act the same as those to whom you've been accustomed. This so-called police force might be your parents or your family, a special teacher that you looked up to, some honored prophet or leader. But on this new roadway, a different type of law enforcement agency is working. In fact, if you think your mortal guardians have been strict with you and expect discipline, you've seen nothing yet. Persons who think they enter into spiritual works and organizations in order to escape from discipline, rules, laws, and supervisors are greatly mistaken. On the contrary, my dear friends and fellow lightworkers, the spiritual pathway has stringent guidelines. It is very narrow and straight. There is less room here to make a mistake than on the other highway. So don't enter thinking you have found easy street. Anyone who enters into full-time functioning in all departments of life, physical, mental, spiritual, and soul, as a light worker finds that the discipline and the requirements, the adjustment period of that first year, to be among the most difficult in all years of living on the earth. Partly, this is because of the extreme difference in the climate, the rhythm, the substance of spiritual life, as opposed to the mortal ways of doing and thinking about things. So, before you even set foot on this road, start that first step toward full-time living as a spiritual being on the earth planet. Please accept this warning. Everything in your life is subject to complete change. The way you think, the people you relate to and want to continue to associate with, the desires and the needs to satisfy your bodily functions, the emotional reactions to which you may have developed a certain formula or crystallized set of rules, and now the most difficult phase of all, the revelations of your own soul record. Although there is no prescribed or formalized pattern and time schedule, what I'm trying to express in this MAM broadcast is an approximation of time and the sequence of events as they generally unfold for the majority of light workers with whom Mark and I have had personal association. Now, the second to the fourth year of full-time devotion and dedication to spiritual life usually is the most horrendous and the most challenging. For all the impacted, crystallized patterns that you've set into the soul record, either because of repeated experiences or because of some traumatic shock which set the mold, come forth into the conscious awareness for review and evaluation. Now, just because a pattern in the soul record is repeated doesn't necessarily make it bad. It's something for your individualized service and purpose, perhaps, as a being of God. But whether it is a good and a desirable desirable pattern, or one that needs to be dissolved and removed from your record, the light worker must examine its worthiness and value, and the light worker must make a conscious decision about it. In other words, what I'm saying here is that once you have a year's experience working in and for and with the light of truth, you are now obligated to look at all the things in your own subconscious, soul memory, on a conscious, analytical, and objective level. Now, if you still can maintain personal integrity, determination, the balance of mind, body, and soul during this process of intensive re-examination and re-analysis, then you've passed the mark on the road to I Am service. Notice I didn't say you had it made or that you are now home free. It's at this station break on this spiritual highway, and I purposely intend to say that that's the way of the high self, where you may begin to receive the many personal missions and individualized services to the whole race of man, which is the Christ body, the hierarchical plan externalized for this planet and this solar system. So you're going to get glimpses at this halfway station, and you're entitled to get that, and most assuredly you will get many of those glimpses before you get to the halfway mark in order to keep you moving along on this straight and narrow road. But the legitimate roadmap, the really dependable guidelines, the firm information for you personally, simply cannot be obtained before you reach this halfway mark, which is 4 or 5 years into your personal dedication. You have to prove your ability to maneuver your vehicle before you're given such a map. Following this, the next 3 or 4 years after the first 4 can involve the tests and the trials of learning this new information and the specific and individual service that each one is able to perform for the Christ self. There are some of the I Am development who are meant to bring forth healing or channeling of communications or counseling and teaching of others. Some are meant to be writers or group leaders. Still others may know that they are required to be behind the scenes and act as batteries of energy to those who are the representatives in the spotlight on the stage of action. 7 to 8 years are required before any fullness and rightness of spiritual consciousness and functioning can be expected fully. And if there are problems, unexpected boulders, or blind spots on the road, there is no way to skip over them. You can only expect the time element in overcoming those to be lengthened. In fact, it's only after the first 7 or 8 years of full-time service that you actually begin to be light and love in action. Wherever you are on this highway, no matter how many times you've stopped or have stalled and have had to start again, now is the time. This is your moment of golden opportunity. The 7th or the 8th year can be the start of a new lap in the journey. Certainly, it's the beginning of a new octave of spiritual unfoldment. And then, after that, it still may require an additional 10, 12, or even 13 years of applied energy and talents before achieving the goal of this lifetime's mission for the ending of the old self and the externalization of the I Am in full. Let's do whatever is necessary now to bring you into oneness with your I Am self.